Texte numéro 119. This is a Britain that has lost its queen and the luxury of denial about its past. This will be remembered as a watershed moment in British history for two reasons. First, for the death of Queen Elizabeth II. Second, for what happened next. The voices of those colonised in the name of the British Crown being heard not as a fringe, exceptional view, but as a clamouring chorus of global trauma. I had prepared for this moment as a time when I would not be free. I have no idea how I actually feel about the passing of Queen Elizabeth, the only British monarch I have known in my lifetime, because for all my life, deference and admiration have been drilled into me as mandatory. I had expected that those of us minoritised in Britain would understand this as a test of our loyalty, patriotism, and good immigrant status. We would therefore fall into two categories: those who sought to pass the test by enthusiastically towing the line of national mourning, and those too conscious of the harm Britain's power has caused who would stay silent. But it turns out that tone policing is no longer tenable. Social media have been saturated by the harrowing memories of a legacy the British establishment has refused to acknowledge. The plunder of land and diamonds in South Africa, crimes that adorned the Queen's very crown. The scars of genocide in Nigeria, events that took place a decade into her rule. In Britain, minoritised people are remembering this Elizabethan era through the lens of the racism that was allowed to thrive during it. Shooting the messenger, the radio host and former footballer Trevor Sinclair was quickly hung, drawn and quartered for voicing this perspective, has failed to quell the tide of global truth-telling. The burdensome task of truth-telling, to a hostile Britain more used to hearing that its past is glorious, has always fallen unequally on the descendants of the empire. Yet our stories are continuing to be erased. During her reign, the BBC tells us, colonies gained independence, but there's no mention of those who were imprisoned, shot and killed in the struggles. From the Gold Coast to Cyprus, India and Malaya, they were required to win it. This trauma is not recalled with a single voice. One of the effects of the empire that Queen Elizabeth personified is that it is unevenly remembered within our communities. People who are enslaved were taught that their assimilation into the culturally superior empire was a form of advancement. Families such as mine in Ghana experienced the violence of colonialism and were then educated to believe it was justified. Adapted from Guardian.com, September 2022.